Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
And I got the sunshine and the blue sky up above. I got the black top under my wheels. And I got big dreams. And I got people that I love. And there ain't nothing wrong. I got a good day.
Our view of what's going on in the world. This is Estrogen Central, a good day program with my friend Jennifer Horn, Victoria
Keelan.
How
are you doing, Doug? Trying to get rid of my estrogen for you.
Excuse me. Thank you very much. Here with our gratitude file. When you get email today, you get notes from people. I got some nice notes, Father's Day notes from people. It was very sweet to have people, we had a little party here, people thank me for having it. It was very nice. But I didn't think about it in terms of gratitude, but I guess I should have, because I was really thankful that the people who showed up, showed up. I think you've seen a few pictures. Facebook, we've had a few pictures of our Father's Day thing. What about you? Actually, my daughter Megan has been posting some pictures. There's a picture, I don't know whether it's out there yet. Yesterday, I took my grandson Miles and Megan out into the pasture where the cows are, and I'm driving around in the car, and I have a Rover, and it's four-wheel drive, so I'm not going to get stuck in the pasture. And so we went down where the cows, it was hot, and so the cows were under some trees down the back of one of the pastures. And I just drove down there because Miles has never actually seen a cow before. It's his first experience with a cow. So we opened the windows, and the cows were sticking their heads in the window of the car. So there's
like the wild animal park.
Yeah. There's a picture of Daisy the cow sticking her nose in the window of the car and touching, licking Miles.
Oh. It is
one of the most, and just, we'll post it and you can see it. It's kind of a cute thing. So here's the, everybody's got to get in on the act. Remember after Prince died, he had 785,000 people that were related to him in some way, shape, or form. So now it appears that everybody wants to get in on the act of Omar Martin. I don't know that this is the act that you want to get connected with, but you can figure there's always going to be somebody who's going to try to get some fame out of it. Mm-hmm. So
they
here's this guy who says, yeah, right, to capitalize on it. He'll get stories, write a book, who knows? So here's this guy whose name is Miguel. He's not telling people who he is, at least not yet. He was Omar Martin's gay lover, and or at least that's what he says.
Allegedly,
so now he's gone. Yeah, he's gone public. I did an interview with a Univision anchor yesterday, and apparently has talked to the FBI about his relationship with Omar Martin. He's been introduced to the CBS News folks. Maybe going to do an interview for 2020 with him, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He said that Martin was a frequent user of online dating sites seeking relationships with both men and women. So this guy, remember, is married, he's got children. This is the kind of person that you're dealing with. So this guy felt it was his duty to come forward and have be interviewed by the FBI. And then just coincidentally,
if it's true, it is his duty to do that, by the way. So
yeah,
if it is true,
right,
good for him for coming forward.
Right. And just the ancillary. And I wonder even if it's a benefit. People, we always talk about these people want fame. They want everybody to know who they are. That's why they do it sometimes, so we're told.
I don't
so
think that's the case with this guy. I mean,
no, I don't either. No.
This guy had a clear thing, and this, you know, the hate crime on homosexuals and the gun control issue and the wanting fame, that stuff is important, but it's all secondary to the fact that he was operating on a message to terrorize people. He wants to kill the infidels. I mean, these people think, and I just learned about this in this event last week, they're in the last phase. These extremist, the people that are practicing extreme Islam think that this is the last phase, that they have to win now against the West and against their enemies before 2020, because after 2020, they'll declare victory of the Islamic State, and then there will be the apocalypse. That's what they believe. This is their last chance to go to heaven. And we have to understand that motivation. motivation, that this is something higher than what we're giving it credit to. This is a religious thing for these guys. And it's really important to understand that, because that's what really matters here, because we know that nothing can come before that motivation of religion for these people.
Yeah, but see, yeah, I agree with that in a lot of cases. But I think in this case, this was a guy who was a self-loathing, closeted gay guy. And at the very last minute, he didn't want to go out on, oh, well, he was in a gay club because he was on the DL. But right. At the last minute, he's like, oh, yeah, go ISIS. I mean, he was saying conflicting things that he was supporting. So I think in this case, he just used that at the last minute as an excuse. I don't really think this is a terrorist thing.
This was a place that he knew, and he knew he could do a lot of collateral damage because of whatever. I mean, he was also, you know, he was casing downtown Disney. But that doesn't have any gay connections, obviously. So I think he realized there was more guards at downtown Disney at a nightclub, one that he knew, one that he drank at, one that he was there. Maybe he felt guilty for going there. 300 people he could take out, he probably figured, and there's no one guarding it. There was, you know, one security person in the front, and that's a lot easier than breaking into Disneyland.
Right, but you don't have to case a joint 12 times. He was obviously there for his own reasons.
Yeah, but he did that to Disney, too. I mean, what I'm saying is he picked a place he knew, is what I'm getting after.
Yeah, right. Yep. So, there it is. It's just more of this. I don't want to give this too much attention, because I think that's kind of notoriety. It gives people ideas. So I'm going to move to something I haven't done in this hour for quite a long time. A 2020, this is not a news quiz. This is a people quiz.
Ooh, we haven't done one of these in a long time.
No. Name the president who's the only U.S. president that was a licensed bartender.
Oh.
This president was a bar. In fact, he owned a bar. Who is the only U.S. president who is a licensed bartender and owned a bar?
888. I feel like this has got a Clinton vibe, but it's probably not him, right?
No. that's a good guess, though, actually.
I know, right?
888-302-3684 for a swell prize. 888-302-DOUG. 888-302-DOUG. Oh, this is a fascinating question.
I have a guess, but I think I'm wrong.
Well, don't think that. Maybe you're right.
Keep it to you. No, but keep it to yourself.
I will keep it to myself.
Yeah, after we figure this out. All right, who is the only U.S. president who was a licensed bartender and a bar owner? 888-302-3684. Let me bring you up to date on the latest from the Super Beat department. All day energy is yours with Super Beats. Your health is better with Super Beats. Your diet is better with Super Beats. This is a mix of Super Beats, a powdered. They cook the beets, non-GMO beets, then they dry them, and then they make powder out of them. You put a teaspoon of the Super Beats into a glass of water. You get the power of 3 beets. They will open up your veins, because that's what they do. The arteries and veins supply blood to your body. That's what the nitric oxide does. So these, and the antioxidants that are there, are extraordinarily beneficial. You will get a charge of energy, because this is going to bring blood to your brain, to your muscles, to all over your body. Super Beets has a super taste. They have a patented system that basically is the talk of the industry. You see a lot of beet products around. Who wants to drink beet juice? You ever drink that stuff? My God.
Yeah.
Awful. Yes. When you take the capsule, the Neo40 capsule, which is basically Super Beets in a crystallized form, put it in your tongue, it's absorbed into your system, and you get the same impact much quicker, actually. If you're starting out your day and you have become addicted to coffee, perhaps this is a way around that. Call now with your first order of Super Beets. They'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry. Take my advice. Take the black cherry. You'll like that better. 800-655-4183. 800-655-4183 to order Super Beets. First order, you get a free month supply. You also get a book about beets, and you'll get free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. You can order online at DougLikesBeets.com or talk to an operator and order Super Beets for you at 800-655-4183.
Where Are They Now with Ahmad Rashad.
He had his best year in 1990 when he finished third in NASCAR's top division. But the biggest of his 18 career wins came in 1986 when he won the Daytona 500.
You are with Jeff Budai as he wins the 1986 Daytona 500.
So where is Jeffrey Bodine now? Jeff retired from racing in 2004, but returned in 2010 to make four starts over two seasons. Jeff's also put a lot of energy into his other venture, Bodine Bobsleds. His company's night train design has won six Olympic medals for the U.S., including two gold. Even when he's not behind the wheel, Jeff finds his way to victory lane. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Have you ever wondered what your kids dream about when they say they have a bad dream? Well, chances are their dreams have pretty standard themes. Here's the social and developmental science of it. Kids often dream about failing at some simple task or chore, and there's always the one about being caught naked, but usually that doesn't happen until adolescence. But if a child has a bad dream, here's what to do. First, get them back to bed as quickly as possible. Next morning, ask them what they dreamed about and then reassure them. You may get a clue that something deeper is bothering the child. So, what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, dreams may be just as real to your child as they think real life is. Just make sure they know the difference. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Today on App Check, Free ICU is a mind-reading app.
What?
Can you read my mind right now?
Why don't you get a toupee with some brains in it?
Free ICU.
Struck out.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.
I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, the Hyperloop, and other items that are out of this world. The people in California, especially, I always like when Jennifer starts with this, I want to go to California because always things going on there that are exciting,
home,
different. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Yep. I'll be back in a couple of weeks. Hyperloop One, which is a futuristic transit company, wants to make your commute way faster. They have made a deal with the city of Moscow. This is the company that Elon Musk is working with to build a train that will go from L.A. to San Francisco in 30 minutes. The deal in Moscow would be for faster transportation all around the city. They want to build what they call a new Silk Road to move cargo faster from Asia to Europe. So think about this. For a second. How this guy, by the way, Elon Musk is a genius.
So smart.
He really is. He's going to spend
really
a couple of billion dollars to buy into this company. And then, see, but is it smart or is it just thinking about the future? And is that one and the same?
what I think is so funny, if you're not in California, big state, as most people know, just looking at the map, right? Big state.
Yeah.
If I were to get in my car and pull out of my driveway, it would take me a minimum...
And then after that, you just keep moving.
Right. After the mugging, then it would take me probably 6.5+ hours to get to San Francisco. And that means if I didn't stop to tinkle, if I had perfect traffic and perfect weather. Okay. So 6.5 to 8 hours to get to San Francisco. Fair from Los Angeles?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. And he wants to do it in 30? Right. He can do it in 30 minutes? So that's incredible.
Well, they think they can
come up with the technology to do it. Yeah.
Is that Governor Jerry Brown, or as I like to call him, Moonbeam, he wants to put a bullet train from Los Angeles to San Francisco. And so he sold it to voters, and it's going to be, you know, $600 billion. And then they're going to need more money than that. And they keep running out of money for this project. So essentially, after all this money has gone into this bullet train, they've only laid a mile's worth of track outside of Fresno. Here comes Elon Musk, who says Hyperloop
private
can
sector,
get me
baby.
From LA to San Francisco in 30 minutes when the bullet train's going to take me like 2 or 3 hours. Like, it's going to be faster than my car, but not as fast as the Hyperloop. And they've said that it's going to cost more than an airline ticket. So who the heck is going to pay more than an airline ticket to get on a train to that's only got a miles of track in Fresno? This guy's a genius. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Love it.
Now, to add to that, yesterday he announced that he was going to, remember, all of the stuff he does is about clean energy. He's about as forward thinking when it comes to the environment and the atmosphere and all of that stuff. So he wants to buy Solar City, and that deal is worth $2-3 billion.
I don't understand, because like his goal is the same as Governor Brown. It's to decrease energy and to get people out of their cars
but he's
and be
private
good for the environment.
And Governor
but
Brown
he can
is
actually
public,
do
so.
It. Why don't we consult people?
One
like that?
Person who has made a fortune with an idea that he created, PayPal, took the money and has used it for good and has made a ton of dough by doing good. That's
these
the thing.
These are the people we should be talking to.
Right. Well, but it also speaks to the mania that certain politicians have to try to take money away from the so-called rich and give it to people who are, quote unquote, more in need. I can't imagine. If it were up to me, I wouldn't want to take any tax money away from this guy at all, because he has taken his brains, his money, and used it for good.
And he's reinvesting.
Pretty much. Right. Can you think of anything that Elon Musk hasn't done that A, hasn't been profitable, or B, hasn't been good for the country and or the environment or the world as far as that's concerned?